Today, we celebrate the feast of Saint Isidore the Farmer, and he was a really interesting saint. He lived from the 11th to the 12th century in Spain, and for him, what we can learn from his life, most importantly, was that he was a man always dedicated to giving his first fruits to God. He always wanted to give God what was most important and give him his most important focus, and to do all that he could to never give him second best. Even though Isidore was a simple man and he just worked the fields and things like that, he always knew that he was very wise in the things of the church, and so he always knew how to act the way a saint would. Well, every day he would have to go to work at the field. He didn't own his own farm or his own field, but he worked for somebody who did. So he would take care of all the fields and everything like that, or help take care of it all in order to receive a little bit of payment and whatever goods that he needed and things like that. And the man who owned the field was a good man, and Isidore every morning would go off to church first and foremost. He'd go off and go assist at the celebration of Mass. And then once he had heard Mass and he had received the good communion, he would then make his way to the fields and he'd begin working. And he'd work very hard all day long, not without slacking off or anything like that. And then he would go home and he would get paid accordingly. Well, the other servants of the field, they started to become a bit jealous and a bit aggravated by the fact that Isidore always came to the fields later than they did. They showed up earlier than Isidore did, because Isidore was going to church when they weren't. And so Isidore knew that they knew that, but he didn't let it bother him any at all, because he knew that he was doing what God wanted him to do, going and honoring God first. Well, one day the workers decided enough is enough. We're going to tell the boss. We're going to complain to the owner of the farm. And they did so. And the owner, who was a very good man, he went, instead of just immediately taking their word for it and just accusing Isidore of cheating him out of money, he decided, I'm going to watch Isidore secretly. And so he just observed him, and he saw that indeed he'd started off his morning by heading into the church. And then once Mass was done, he went straight away to the field to work, but he did get there later. And as Isidore took up the plow and began to do the fields, the boss decided, well, I better have a little chat with him. And he started walking towards Isidore. But as he did so, he saw Saint Isidore there plowing the fields, and right beside him was another plow moving at the same time. It had two oxen in the front of it, and the man driving the plow was none other than an angel. And so as Isidore worked, and he worked very diligently, very hard, the angel kept pace along with him, so that at the end of the day, not only had Isidore made up for the time that he had lost at church, but actually he did more work than the people that he worked with. It was said that Isidore did as much work in a day as even three of the other workers of the field. God performed this miracle because he was so pleased with the generous spirit of Saint Isidore towards God. And on top of it, another time the owner of the farm came and witnessed that while Isidore was at church, there was an angel already started plowing the fields for him, and that the field would be being worked on in Isidore's part of it, even while he wasn't even there. And so, you know, the owner never mentioned it at all to Isidore, because he figured this is a very good and holy man, and on top of it, all the work that he's paying for is getting done, and then some. So, and that was example, that miracle worked to show that God always rewards those who put him first. We can see that same lesson, though, from today's Lenten Mass. We see it in our Lord rewarding the spirit of Mary Magdalene. You see, Mary comes to see Jesus while he's sitting down with Simon, one of the Pharisees. And despite being known by the Pharisees as a sinner, and despite the fact that she knew that they really didn't like her and didn't want her to be around, she came anyways, and she didn't let that human respect stop her. She was truly sorry for all of her sins, and she really wanted to give honor to our Lord, who is the person who forgave her of those sins, had shown her so much love in that action. And so she comes in, and she begins to wash his feet with her tears, and she kisses them, and she dries the tears off of his feet with her hair, and then she anoints his feet with oil. Now Simon the Pharisee, he sees this and he is really just disgusted by it, because he thinks, boy, if this man Jesus was really a man of God, he would never let this woman even come close to him, let alone anoint his feet with her tears and the ointment and things like that. And you see, he had this corrupt understanding of what God wanted to do. So Jesus saw that in Simon's heart. He didn't say it aloud or anything like that, but Jesus could read his heart, and he knew that he was thinking these wicked thoughts. And so he decided to teach him a lesson. And he said to him, you know, Simon, who is going to love their master more? If there's two debtors, one owes 500 denarii and the other owes 50, and they cannot pay it, and the master forgives them their debt, who's going to have a greater love? And Simon answers correctly that the one who has the bigger debt forgiven. Well, Jesus right away says, well, that's the same here, that yes, she sinned, but because she's sorry for her sins, she and God forgives her of those sins, she loves God even more. And he lays out the example. He gives both a praise to Mary Magdalene and a rebuke to Simon the Pharisee in one little example. He talks about how that Simon didn't greet him with water to wash his feet. It was very important to do that when welcoming guests of honor, because they walked around in sandals and it was very dusty and dirty and everything like that. And so it was only polite to let them wash off the dirt from their feet. But Simon didn't offer him any water to wash his feet, nor did he greet him with a kiss, which is the way you greeted friends back then. You always gave them a kiss of friendship. And he never gave him oil, an ointment, to take away some of the smell of perspiration, and to show that he cared about him, to be able to spend a little bit of money on this gift of ointment upon him. He never did any of those things. Yet Mary Magdalene washed his feet with her tears. She wiped them with her hair, she kissed them, and anointed them the whole time. You see, Simon never really wanted Jesus' friendships. He had an alternative motive to bringing nice to him and bringing him for dinner. He wanted to see whether or not this man was of God or not. He wanted to try to trap him in perhaps a mistake. Yet Mary, she had only one motive: to honor and love God. And that was the difference. Simon couldn't even greet Jesus as a friend, let alone as the God that he is. Mary never let that leave her sight. Mary gave everything to honor God. So you see, children, that's us. We have to follow the example of Mary Magdalene. We have to follow the example of Saint Isidore the Farmer, and always strive after giving God what's most important, the first fruits of our day. We wake up and we say our morning prayers. Why? Because the first actions of our day are to honor God. He's let us wake up. He's given us this next day. He loves us. I have to love him in return. We have to make sure that we come as often as we can to see him and receive him in Holy Communion at Mass. Why? Because there's no greater way to love and serve God than the way that he has given us to be united with us in a good Holy Communion, and to see and witness the sacrifice that he gave for our sins on Calvary again and again upon our altar. And it's always important that we remember that regardless of whatever difficulty or tiredness or what others may think, we always remember to do the first point of charity as our highest command from God, that we love Him above all else with our whole hearts, our whole minds, and our whole souls. That is giving God the first fruits, and in that, He always rewards us in the end. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.